Welcome back to the program. Always great to have so many of your calls and your texts coming through. Absolute delight to have so many of your calls for Midday Madness. Lachie Scholl generated a bit of discussion on Midday Madness. Yesterday, we were talking about who should get the NAB Rising Star nomination for the round. There were a lot of people who supported Lachie Scholl for his performance on the weekend. Tom Powell, Lachie Ash, Nick Cox, Lachie Jones. But Lachie Scholl got the nod and he joins me on the line. Welcome to you, Lachie. Great to have you on.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for having me, mate.
Second nomination in five games. You're flying.
I wouldn't say that. Honestly, it really is a product of, you know, how the team's been going. And, you know, it probably bores you to hear that, but it really is. And, you know, it's really pleasing to, first of all, get off to a solid start as a team. And, yeah, I suppose to get a few licks of the ice cream yesterday in a good team win was pleasing.
Your skills are at an unbelievable level, Lachie. I know you've been on the list 3 years, so you've had a bit of a time to develop them. But overall, at the Snowdogs, was that something you concentrated on as a kid?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, down at St. Bernard's. It was always something that I loved to do. I loved going for kicks and, you know, growing up, going down to, whether it be your local club or just going down to the park with a few mates and, you know, playing a bit of kick-to-kick. It was always something that I just really enjoyed. And I suppose from there grew the interest in, you know, trying out different, you know, kicks and whatnot. And it's sort of just grown. And, I like to think that I've gotten it to a level where I'm, reasonably comfortable on both sides.
Pick 64, 2018. So it is your third year in the system. So I suppose it does allow you to have a little bit more comfort in where you fit in the overall spectrum in this improving Adelaide Crows lineup.
Yeah, definitely. As you said, this is my third year now, which is crazy to hear, really. It's gone so quick. But now that I suppose I've sort of, you know, found my way and, in the group, I suppose, the group dynamic and, being able to get to know each and every one of the boys really well and, it's allowed myself to grow as an individual, but then also, it helps the team grow together as well when we all get to bond and spend some good time together. And, I suppose third year now, so I was really fortunate, coming in into the club in my first and second years to have a really good, I suppose, support base in terms of, you know, development coaches and player development managers and the like. And, I have a lot of people to thank for, the time that they've put into myself. And I'm sure that a lot of the other younger guys can attest to that as well.
So you have got a young group. I mean, the future of the club is you and Schoenberg, McHenry, Berry, Hamill, Fogarty, Butts, Chase Jones as well. There's a lot of young players in your group.
Yeah, no, it is. Obviously, it's changed quite a bit since our draft year walked into the doors. It was at the start, it was still a side who was pushing for a flag and or trying to get up there and push. And since then a lot's changed and there's been a lot of turnover in terms of players and staff and whatnot. But it's really exciting. Now 3-1 and starting to put together some solid performances and I suppose with that we'll come with a little bit of belief as well. And it's great to have a lot of other younger guys to bounce off as well.
Your dad played for Carlton. You've got other relatives that were superstars as well, but who did you barrack for growing up? Was it the Blues?
Yeah, it was Carlton. I think Dad spent a few years at Carlton in the early 90s and I think he would have played about 30-odd games, I think. So something around there. And I was pretty much forced into barracking for Carlton. But obviously a few lean years early on. But to be able to grow up watching guys like Chris Jardine and Paddy Cripps and those sort of guys get around was awesome.
So did they show any interest in you? Was there ever a chance you were going to end up there?
It's obviously it's a lot of unknown in your draft. It's you know, it's a lot of stuff that, you know, goes into the hands of the recruiters and things like that. But I spoke to them briefly, I think, throughout my my draft year. But from memory, I don't think anything too serious came of it. But you know, obviously, you know, being able to be picked up by Adelaide was something that I'll be forever grateful for. That's for sure.
So a defender initially and working into being a full-time midfielder, is that the way you're going to evolve?
I suppose it's a plan for myself. Like I haven't really, you know, set any expectations on myself or anything like that. Other than, you know, just being able to go out there on the field with the boys and you know, try and contribute in the best way possible for the team. And, you know, whether that be off, you know, half back or on the wing or wherever it might be, you know, I'm more than happy to play that role and, you know, do my best to try and help the team win.
And you're living a good life in Adelaide, I presume, but just hanging around down Henley Square in your spare time with living with your mates. It's you're living the dream.
Yeah. No, well, it's been a great summer here too, so plenty of beach time down at Henley, which has been really nice. I'm currently living with Jordan Butts and Will Hamill, and yeah, no, we're loving it in a lovely spot in Henley, and yeah, no, things are going really well.
You're a Victorian. I hope you didn't take your board waiting for a wave to roll in there.
No, I'm definitely not a surfer, Dwayne. I'm far from that. I reckon I might stick to boogie boarding, though. But definitely not down at Henley, that's for sure. It's quite flat.
And your nickname? Is it right that they called you Drip for a while?
Yeah, that's correct. I've had a couple. That was one of them. Obviously, I get Sholey as well. That's a pretty stock standard one. But I suppose Drip was one of the main ones. And then I got a little bit of pipes early on as well, just purely from doing a fair amount of pipes in my first year, and sort of just grew legs. But yeah, Drip would have been the main one early on, that's for sure.
Pipes being a fitness exercise, the weight room, yeah?
Yeah, correct. Pretty much beach weights.
Nice work. I'm glad we clarified that. Great to have you, Lockie. Congratulations on your second nomination, and good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for having me, mate. Cheers.
Lockie Scholl, the round's NAB Rising Star nominee, generated a lot of discussion on the text machine and with our calls on Midday Madness yesterday. He did get that nomination ahead of Nick Cox and Tom Powell, Lockie Ash and Lockie Jones. But you're pretty well assured that a lot of those players will be nominated at some stage this year.